You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my friend, Michael Cooper. He's a certified life success consultant, but maybe more importantly to you, he's spent more than 20 years studying the teachings of Napoleon Hill, long considered the founder of the New Thought Movement and the power of personal beliefs in obtaining success. He's going to tell us what all that's about. He trains professional athletes. He trains amateur athletes. He trains people like you and me to stay positive. Michael, fist bump, welcome to the show.
Thank you. All right. Awesome to be here.
All right, speak into the mic. AC can't make you sound louder than you really are. Okay, now, Michael, let's just tell somebody real quick, they're driving in the car, what can they do to change their frame of mind?
Well, the most important positive thing that they need to do is be very focused and clear on what their purpose is. You know, so many people are drifters in the game of life. They don't have a definiteness of purpose. They're wandering like a ship out at sea without a rudder. So, you know, a lot of the times you can hear me in the mic.
Yeah, you got to talk right into the mic or AC, he's a big guy. He's going to come in. He's going to hit me.
Well, it's you know, when I'm working with professional athletes, leaders, you know, influencers of the world, the biggest challenge that we're facing is that, you know, they are not clear on what their purpose is in every area of their lives. You know, so you can have the fortune, you can have the fame, making all the money, but these same people are the most disappointed and unhappy people on the planet.
Yeah, you know? So to me, it sounds like people need to focus on what's important. And, you know, the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is self-actualization. How does somebody get there?
Well, the biggest thing is we have to start looking within. Everybody's focusing on the outside. You know, they're wanting to know what's going on, you know, getting the acceptance and approval of everybody else. And you don't need acceptance and approval from everybody else. You need acceptance and approval of yourself. You certainly want support and encouragement from others, but you have to look within. You know, all of us have like a internal search engine, you know, like Google. So my name's Michael, it's Moogle. So I need to look inside within Moogle and ask myself, you know, Michael, what do you really want to do with your life? You know, if you're listening to everybody else telling you what you could do, what you should, you know, what's right or what's wrong, this is why we drift, this is what drives us crazy, but I need to look within myself and follow this inner knower.
It sounds to me like somebody needs to get a little peace and quiet around themselves and focus rather than having a bunch of noise.
Absolutely, 100%. So there's lots of noise outside, and it takes a very strict discipline to be able to sit down. Most people, they won't take the time to sit down and start to write out and make a specific plan on paper, working on a document. It has to be specific, very detailed with what they want. Once they start to do that, then we can build the vision. We need to visually see what this looks like to actually live this purpose-driven life so we're goal-achieving. You know, so 98 out of every 100 people are drifters.
All I could tell you is that I have a little sticky. It's pink this year. I put it on my desk. It's got five things that I want accomplished by the end of the year. And I look at that every morning. I may not do everything every day on something on all five, but I look at it in the morning. I look at it at night. And I make sure that I made progress at the end of the week I have, and I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, well, there's things that you need to do with that list. So, you know, so basically what you've done is you've decided what you want.
Yeah.
Once you decide what you want, you have to decide what you're willing to give or give up to get it. You know, this law of sacrifice, you're willing to give up something of a lower value to gain something of a higher value. You have to take personal responsibility for making it happen. You have to decide, how does this serve other people? What value does this bring to people? Most people don't do what you did.
Hold on a minute. Will you come back? Oh, we're not done, but I want to make sure you come back.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Okay, keep going now, Mike.
So there are so many out there that they have all these thoughts, all these ideas in their minds, in their heads. You know, we have thousands and thousands of thoughts all day long.
Dude, I can't stop the thing. Unless I'm reading something, it's just like a freaking supernova up there.
Yeah, you're all over the place. But so now that you have those little sticky notes of these things that you want to have, okay, it's very important that, yes, you are looking at them every night. Okay, you're going into a visualization. You're imagining, what does this look like? So, for instance, what's one of them?
What's one of them?
Yeah.
Is that I want to have the radio show on three other stations besides 880 by the end of the year.
Okay, so you have to be able to visually see that happening as it's already done.
I work on it every single day. I think about it. I think, is it going to be LA, New York, Orlando, Atlanta?
You write this out. You make a plan on paper, specifically detailed what it's going to look like.
Bro, I have the whole thing laid out on how it's going to sound and how it's going to work.
Okay, so now most people don't do that. And this is why they're drifting in life and experiencing chaos and suffering and pain. Most people, there's a big lack of peace of mind. Okay, there's a big lack of, you know, happiness and fulfillment with their lives rather than experiencing the chaos and suffering and the pain. So one of the things that we need to do is make sure that we have the right team of people around us, like this mastermind alliance of people who are around us who can help inspire and empower us.
Oh, it's so important. Even at the office, if everybody's a downer, you're not going to do anything. I walk into the office, I want the place snapping with positive energy. And if it's not, I walk around and make it happen.
Yeah.
So, Mike, we've only got about 30 seconds left in the segment. What's a takeaway that somebody can use between now and when they get home to help them stay positive and do the right thing?
Well, the most important thing is right on the top of a piece of paper. What do I want? Sit in a quiet space, like you said, no phones, no nothing, no interruptions, and go into their inner knower and just spend some time writing down what they want. So what I want is to be traveling around the world, speaking to people all over the world, talking about, you know, the missing playbook philosophy. Why? Because why? Because why? Why? And continue to keep writing all these whys until you run out of whys. And then you continue to read that and look at that and then build a vision around that, set goals to that. But answering that question, what do I want? That's the most important question that we need to answer for ourselves.
Mike, where do people find out about more of your teachings and get together? I mean, you're coming back, dude.
HumanPerformanceMentors.com is the website. And, you know, we love to share. We love to give.
Oh, I love you, man.
I love you back.
I'm going to get a hug after this.